Hi, my name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. So let me ask you, the scientists said that the climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding storms and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. So, based on that, how concerned are you personally about the climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And a recent study from the federal government shows that the climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. So would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by the climate change in Maryland?
Personally?
Yep.
No, I have not.
I strongly disagree on that one?
Yes.
Got it, ma'am. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand with the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. On this one, will you support or oppose this bill?
I would support that bill.
Strongly support?
Strongly support.
Somewhat support? Okay, understood. In a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than the old power plants in the state. So the Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool the building. So will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
Strongly support? Or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Okay, understood. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change, okay? So after each, please indicate whether you strongly support, somewhat support, strongly oppose, or somewhat oppose on each of them. The first
okay.
one is, yeah, the first one is improving electrical grid reliability.
Oh, strong support.
Okay. And what about expanding quality healthcare?
Strongly support.
What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster?
Strongly support.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to see a level rise?
Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Somewhat support.
Okay. Increasing access to the public transportation.
Strongly support.
Okay. And installing air conditioning in buildings that needed it.
Oh, strongly support.
Strongly support. Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Right now, we are on a 65% completion of the survey, so thank you very much for the time that you are taking to answer the questions. I really appreciate that, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Now, let me ask you, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of the climate change, okay? So you
okay.
can answer if you are very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. So
okay.
the first one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing? Not
somewhat convincing. Somewhat.
Okay. The next one says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to the cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies helped pay to protect Maryland from climate change.
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing, okay.
Yeah.
And the other one says, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after the disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms. Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not so convincing.
Okay. Understood. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farm in more parts of the state, will this enhance, diminish, or will it have no impact on your opinion about this lawmaker?
I would really have no opinion. Wouldn't impact in my opinion at all.
Okay. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance, diminish, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
It would have no impact. No impact.
No impact. Okay. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance, diminish, or will it not have no impact on you?
No impact.
Okay, got it. And by any chance, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructures more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on the customers?
Well, who do you think is going to pay any increase in cost? now, what are my choices in this one?
Strongly support, somewhat support. Somewhat support. Got it. And now, if the 2024 election were held to today, for whom will you vote? For president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican?
I would vote for neither one. Neither one.
Okay. So we can say that you are undecided at the moment.
No, I'm not undecided. I would vote for neither one.
Okay. And I vote for third party. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
Say that again.
The one that I have out of the Biden and Trump is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'm not voting for any of them.
Okay.
I am decided that I'm not voting for any of those three.
Okay, understood. And just the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So,
okay.
What is your age, ma'am?
66.
Okay. And with which party are you registered to vote?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. And what is your race?
White.
Okay. All right. Ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your
time.
I really appreciate that, okay? Have a good rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.